Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denard. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella up the Denard era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be, to keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denard, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denard.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, June 16, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with...
Okay, good morning, TNT. It is Hump Day Wednesday, so let's get it over with. All right. What's going on with you, Ray?
All right. We did an update yesterday, so we'll share that real quick as a reminder. Iraqi news is broadcasting that agreements have been met within Baghdad to allow funding from the budget to Kurdistan. The budget-based payments are stated to be retroactive back to January of this year. Could this be the last stitch needed to sew this up and move onward? Also, even though several bank sources are projecting to be exchanging us by the end of this week, other intel sources are focused on, quote, by the end of this month, end quote. Time will tell. And that was the update that went out.
Okay. Then I guess time will tell. Because that's where we're at. That's all good news. Baghdad, Kurdistan announced agreement again. They put the dollar amount. Said they're going to send it in a couple of days. I don't know what day, but a couple of, actually, if it had already started being implemented, but not enough to pay the people yet. So that's good. We'll see that. The banks are, and I mean banks, multiple different banks are excited about this week, thinking that things should happen. People with pending accounts have been told they should be fully liquid by Friday, which I hope is correct. So, and that's just being positive, because I was going to say, which I don't think is going to happen, maybe by Saturday or Sunday, because Kurdistan was looking for, actually, Kurdistan is not even sending their delegation to Baghdad until Saturday. So how everybody's going to get paid before then, I don't know, but that is what they're being told. And I'm okay with it. Maybe they'll shock the world before they do it, and maybe it'll happen Saturday right after they, you know, sign the documents and to what they agreed to and everything else. But either way, we are right there. Texas is not in. They are not on standby or alert. But again, that could change tomorrow. It could change 2 hours before. I was waiting for information that I haven't received yet from the markets. And because that's my, you know, indicators too, one of those indicators, but that could be coming out tomorrow too. But right now, my guy in Iraq thinks it will happen this week, actually, Saturday is what he thinks. The banks say by Friday, what they think. But the fact of the matter, it is moving. The rate that people are seeing is over $4, just so you know that, just for the dinar. I don't have the other rates. You have to ask Ray. They only give me the dinar rate. And then we should be ready to go, guys. It's a good time. So let's get it cracking, Ray.
Wait.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
All right.
I actually should have started with something else. Well, it's dinar news, but guys, man, I as some of you know, or some of you don't know, I've been married for 39 years. 39 years. And that is a long time to be married. Especially to one person. I'm talking to you guys out there that had multiple. 39 years. But God, how it affects you, affects your life, affects your relationships. But I'm saying that to let you guys know, everybody should know, Shooter, he's on our boards, and he lost his wife of 42 years yesterday. We're together 42 years. So he's one of our members, is on the board, and we want to send our condolences to him and his family. And I should have started the call with that. I forgot. All right. So, Sugar, I understand. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that. My condolences. Because I don't. I remember when my daughter was killed, people kept saying, I know how you feel. And I'm like, no, you don't. So I don't use that term, but I understand the emotion and love that was lost. So our condolences. Okay. Now I'm ready, unless you want to say something.
Nope, that's good. Thank you.
All right.
AWN92 says, in the past, you had mentioned that there would be special exchange procedures for veterans, but they would not be released until the RV happens. Is this still accurate?
I don't think there will be special instructions for veterans, no, because they're not going to send instructions to everybody and say, if you're a veteran, this, or we're going to get that. I said that military bases were making accommodations for veterans, and you'd have to check at the finance for the nearest base you're at. But they're going to do it for military on base, and for veterans would be a part of that. So after the RV, if you want to go to finance, but I can tell you right now, finance is not going to exchange $100 million for you, $100,000, anything else, because finance is not prepared to do that. They're going to exchange for guys who are just coming back from the area or whatever, their currencies. But nothing beats a failure, you better try. All right, what's next?
Charlie, okay. Tony, in light of your recent intel regarding the Iranian rial now being included in the first basket, which we've always been telling you guys that for several years now, do you believe this is the cause of the holdup on starting the GCR?
I believe, Iran is a big part of it, especially this close that everything's done. And what's trying to be accomplished in Iraq, yes. And they're using their leverage right now to do it as far as the bombings, as far as the auctions and the corruption that's over there to get their own currency released and letting us do, letting Iraq freely do the things they need to do. And they can hold. Iran has always been the problem, though, guys. It just come up. For the last 10 years, 12 years, Iran has been the problem. The corruption, the smuggling, the borders, all of that is Iran. They wouldn't let Iraq grow. All that is Iran. But we've said it for years. I'm not mad at Iran because anybody, person, any kind of animal, anything, you back into a corner, then they're going to come out swinging because they ain't got no choice or die. And nobody's going to die. And this is the way they chose to swing. We left them no other option. If you read the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, you know that's exactly what we did in Iran. And we didn't starve the leadership. We were starving the whole nation. Taking everything from them, so that was the only thing they could do. But we know that. And we know that's been the fight the whole time. So is it a shock or surprise? No. It was down at the end, the new administration, they see they can get their stuff back a lot easier right now. Our administration says, yeah, we can. If you do this, we'll do this behind the doors. We're going to ease your pain, remove some of the restrictions, your business. You could pull out of Iraq some because you don't need a chokehold on them if we're releasing the chokehold on you. And Iran comes out this morning and says, guys, it's important that we and Iraq be intertwined. Let's get our import-export up to $20 billion because if the two of us are together and producing, the whole region will succeed. Iranian president made the announcement this morning. If the two of us can work together, the whole region. And we know those are the maneuvers that have been taking place. That's why I told you I didn't really think anything was going to happen until after the Thursday meeting. The Thursday meeting between Iran and the U.S. Remember I told you guys that Monday? Tell you that last week? Well, guess what announcement came out now, yesterday. Okay. Thursday meeting was good. We discussed it. Things over Saturday. Some things are happening in the background. Let's move forward. The announcement was approved. Now we're looking to be implemented, hopefully by Saturday. So we'll see where we go from there. But Iran has always been the issue. All right, what's next?
Okay. GLE Mast says, I remember Tony saying he was going to set up a blank name trust. Is this the type of trust that was talked about 1 week before the dynamic duo? And if not, then which type are both of you setting up? The trust that was talked about in the dynamic duo, the only trust that we've ever really talked about, is the complex trust. That's a type of trust. It's not a company name or business name trust. It's the type of a trust. It's called a complex trust. And the foundation is Private Charitable Family Foundation that files 990PF. And those are the two entities that I am going to be involved in. And so is Tony, unless he just flat out fights against it. But if he doesn't fight against it, then he will also be involved in complex trusts and private family foundations that filed 990PF. The dynamic duo.
I was gonna say, I don't know why you said Tony's name, because I don't have a clue. So I don't need to have a clue, as people say, because I got Ray. So that's all I need. Anyway, okay.
So these other trusts and types of trusts and names and features that you guys are all into, know nothing about those. And so that's why I changed this to say blank name trust instead of the actual name that the person put in there. Because they're all the same, no matter what somebody's naming them or calling them. For me, it's the complex trust because it gives the trustees complete control. That's the reason for that.
Yeah, that's the one I want. Yeah, okay.
Complete control. All right, Lube Doctor says, number one, what then are we to take to the exchange? What then can we or are we to take to the exchange? Is it the 50 trillion and 100 trillion 2008 series, or is it the ZIM printed after 2016? Oh, I didn't finish reading the question. Well, I don't think you're going to take any ZIM printed after 2016 to the exchange, because number one, who has any? And if you do have any, you're paying the prevailing rates for it, so that's nothing to really look at trying to get so you can exchange it. Anything that's post 2016. It says someone posted that last month the ZIM was expected to be redeemed at our exchange meeting. Printed. Well, I have been telling you guys that the committee guy is saying ZIM after 2016 is going to be accepted and not before 2016. So we were sharing with you what the committee person had been telling us, that was the only ZIM that he says is going to be processed. And yet we share with you that all the banks and other sources are saying they're taking any ZIM. So that still stands. Anything on that you want to say, Tony? Or did it cover it sufficiently?
You covered it perfect, and I didn't get past the part where the person's name was Lube Doctor. I'm like, what?
Okay. Number two says, what are the limits on Dom and Rupiah? I know one that have hundreds of millions of both. What should they do if they have limits at the exchange? Well, the only limits we know are on the contract rate. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so there's no limits on the amount of currency you can exchange. So if you have hundreds of millions or something, I'm available for adoption, or at least as a beneficiary. If, you know, if you have hundreds of millions of any currency, let me know. But you can exchange
it. You feel
it,
too much. You know, right. There is no limit to your money. I mean, it's just what you decide to do, exactly what Ray said. The only limit is to how much you can get the contract rate on. But guess what? And again, this is what I want you guys to think about. If the contract rate is $28.50 and you can only get $50 million at $28.50, do you say, well, okay, give me $27 on the rest, $26, $20, wherever you negotiate. But the top contract rate, if the contract rate on the dong is $2, $6, $8, $15, and the limit is $50 million, well, give me $12 for the $50 million. Now, for the next $10 million, give me $10. For the next $20 million, give me $8. For the next $50 million, give me $7. Whatever you negotiate. And don't forget to negotiate. All right, what's next?
Okay, it takes us to Believer 2. Can you get contract rates in Hawaii even though there are no big banks available?
Yes, absolutely. They're going to have sister bank situations. Hawaii is part of the United States, right? Yes.
Right.
I was just joking with y'all. But anyway, yes. It's not treated any differently than anybody else.
Right. Evergreen says, Tony, last Friday you said the larger Tier 1 banks had given permission to their branches had given permission to let their branches know that the revaluation of the dinar was real and that it should happen very shortly. Have you heard whether that communication went out?
I didn't even ask about it. And they were given permission to talk to their customers about it, not just their branches, but potential customers. So that's one level more than just telling the branches that it's going to be done. So when is it going out? How is it going out? I haven't heard of the memo or seen it, but I know that's what took place on the call because I got that from several banks. Okay?
All right. Let's talk to some live individuals. 754 area code, you are on.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray, from cloudy, rainy South Florida. We haven't seen the sun here in days and don't expect to. Amazing, I got to see the first caller. We're getting
the sandstorm.
We're getting the sandstorm from the Sahara Desert. We should have it no later than Friday. So hopefully it doesn't interrupt Mahjong.
Okay.
When I was on Monday and I told you that at Chase, my husband was told they cannot get any more dong and they weren't selling any, has anybody else contacted you since then to say that they've attempted at banks to buy more and weren't able to?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Several states. So they can no longer get it either.
So are we taking this as a sign that this is really just about to happen?
Well, this isn't the first time it has happened. And every time I've taken it as a sign about this is about to happen, and it didn't. So, but it's a good sign because it's a good currency. It's tradable. And it's not just one bank. All the banks are saying they can't get it. Before they said, well, we can't get it because of supply and demand. You know, it's all dried up. Like, what country is not sending out enough currency to make money. But then all of a sudden, everybody can have it. So now they're saying the same thing. And I don't know that they're even saying this time supply and demand. They're just saying we're not buying it, we're not selling it, because we're not getting caught in the middle of a transaction if it's taking 5-6 days to get that currency. So they're, you know, cautious.
Okay. And I did read that the dinar recently, we were told through you and some other gurus, was over 1,500 and that it's on the way down again. Is it on its way down? And if so, at what level is it now?
The dinar?
The dinar.
Oh.
Against
the
dollar.
No, it was at 15,200. As high as it has been. So this is where it's on the way down. CBI has opened up other outlets and is putting the exchange out at 1460, 1480, what it was supposed to be, for people to go directly to these outlets. It actually said students, people doing international traveling, trading, to give them a direct outlet. Now, they're doing that, they're saying, hoping to cause the rest of the market and people to react and bring it back down too. Because there's other places you can go and get it now, direct. You don't have to go through the market store all that to get the dollars. So that's what they have put out there. It's still up there in the markets, but this is their first step to try to control it and bring it back down.
Okay. And my final question, with what Ray put out yesterday about the Kurds and paying them and coming to an agreement, in order for this agreement to go into effect as far as their pay goes, do we have to have the new rate through the budget and the CBI? How are they actually going to pay them? At what value?
We all want it to be the new rate because that's what we're being told. And they made it retroactive back to the 1st of January, so it could very well be the new rate. My guys over there are being told it's going to be $4 and something is what it's supposed to come out with. I can tell you, but that is the plan. That's what the banks are saying. That's what my guy over there is saying. We have yet to see it. But, yes,
okay.
It's supposed to be the new rate.
All right. Those are my questions for today. Thank you. And obviously, I will not be here on Friday. So I want to wish everyone a very happy weekend. And hopefully, it's going to be a super profitable one for all of us. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Have a good game.
Thank you.
404, area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your connecting things for us, all of the various and sundry dots. And appreciate the Tuesday update, Ray, that you shared with us. And I'm curious in terms of the status currently, given that this is Wednesday, what is happening with respect to the press over there in Baghdad and throughout the country? Are they still broadcasting this in terms of informing the citizenry over there, or have the press folks gone kind of quiet on this?
Well, I'm going to answer all your questions today after you answer mine to everybody here and tell them why you weren't on the call on Monday.
There was some sort of amber alert that came through and literally knocked me off the line, and I couldn't get back on. I mean, I was dialed in at the 1454 mark, I'll have you all know, and I couldn't get back on. So thank you for an informative call. I listened to it, too, via the computer. So that's my story here. So it was very disconcerting. So, and I congratulate 754 for getting on as early as she did, because I had an even better time today, but she beat me to it. And I wish her well at her Mahjong on Friday, but I would hope that she's actually at a redemption center and the Mahjong game is over with here. So that was my question, though. I am rather curious, though, if you both would kind of verify what the status is as we speak in terms of the Iraqi people. Are they back on the, you know, cycling the this information?
They are. I mean, news articles are coming out. So, again,
constantly.
They start telling everybody about the meetings that they're doing, about the teaching, education, and all the people that were involved in it. Increase the confidence in the Dinar itself. So they're on that. The media is broadcasting all about these meetings that's going on in the agreement,
okay,
trying to get people excited. But here's one other thing they're broadcasting too, and interviewing people about how they feel about the price of gas going up 200 dinar, what they feel about going on, and the people are actually saying they're tired of hearing about the white paper. They're tired of hearing about the reforms. They want to see some results. They're going to go back to the streets because as the media is telling them, as the ministers are telling them, they're the only ones paying the price. The rich are getting richer every day by what's going on, and they're doing it by disguising it as this is the only way we can clear up the corruption, stop the smuggling, everything else. When in actuality, they are making millions and millions of dollars every day by doing this. They're letting the people know this is what's going on.
Okay. And also referencing your posting on the Tuesday update where it's saying even though several bank sources are projected to be exchanging by the end of this week, other intel sources focus on by the end of this month. The other intel sources, does that incorporate other banking folks or is that from a completely different venue of sources as in government, et cetera? Just curious.
No, again, it's Iraq sources here. We give you to the end of the month to get this done, right?
Okay, so
Kurdistan
that
was telling them that. So
okay,
that's your
okay.
end of the month, and we'll see if it happens. Because even though they have an agreement, they agreed on the mechanism now, so we shouldn't even hear that anymore. They say part of it is implemented, but the rest will be implemented in the coming days, or it says the next few days. But they say, we're going to give you to the end of the month. So we'll see what happens. Now, my intel, not the article, but what I'm hearing is it should take place Saturday or after Saturday, even though after the signing on Saturday at the meeting, the banks are saying by the end of the week. So we'll see.
Okay, so it's still a little bit not quite on the same tracking in terms of your U.S. Sources and what the Iraqi sources are saying. So it's more the U.S. sources that are saying by the end of the week, but the Iraqi sources that are more focused by the end of the month. Am I hearing you correctly on that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Also, when you were talking about totally liquid by Friday, for those who might forget what the terminology is on that, when you're saying totally liquid, your definition of being totally liquid, we can actually go to the bank and have 100% access to what's there or just a percentage of what's there?
No, it's people who have already done exchanges, who've already received part of their exchange. They're telling them they will receive the balance by Friday and be able to access it all. That's totally liquid. When we go in and do our exchanges, we'll get our 10% and be totally liquid within 48 hours.
Okay. Just reconfirming on that. And also, I heard you say something about the fact that the info in terms of the dollar amount was strictly for the dinar. That's what you had given the info that Ray has other rates, and you have to ask him. And so I'm asking Ray, given that Tony gave me permission to ask for the other rates.
Nothing changed. They're all the same still. Nothing changed.
They're still all the same. Okay, just checking for those inquiring minds who would like to know. Whenever this is going to happen, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward Project will be there. And it's good talking with you guys. As I say, I was rather blue earlier in the week, and it's nice to know that you remembered that I wasn't there. So thank you. I appreciate that. And have a great, great day. It looks like wealth coming to us Wednesday, perhaps. That would be great. Onward and upward.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Uh-oh.
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus there.
And moving pretty fast is 281.
Okay.
Well, good morning to the king. How you doing?
You're fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, and yourself.
I'm good. And hello, Mr. Tony. How you doing?
I am super fantastic. How you doing?
What? I'm good. What took you so long to answer when I say how you doing? What's going on with you?
I was trying to figure out if you was at the gas station getting your tires pumped up or not, or what I should say. So.
I got gas. Oh, my God. You're too funny. Well, okay. Well, so far the information has been pretty good that you guys shared with us this morning. I do have a question or a couple of questions. Have you seen or have any of your contacts mentioned to you that some of the Iranian parliament people are attempting to file an appeal because they disagree with the agreement made between the Kurds and Iraq regarding that $2 billion a month? Have you seen anything or heard anything about that? And if so, would that affect anything?
Well, when you say the Iranian people.
Well, parliament, basically, but they say a lot of these people in parliament are Iranian people as well, and most of them are mad about that agreement, or trying to be.
Okay.
They're trying to make us think about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I just wanted to clarify that, because, yes, mm-hmm. its members are parliament. They have filed agreements mm-hmm. and an appeal. Because they don't agree on the amount that Kurdistan is getting. But it's just more noise, that's all. Agreement's been made,
okay.
signed, it's been put into law, and is now retroactive to the first. So it's just, it's no different than Democrats and Republicans and, you know, somebody just doing it to be doing something and making
mm-hmm.
some noise get on the news. And no, it's not going to affect anything.
Okay. So now, with that said, and you're saying that they started the implementation of this, they haven't, it's not all the way done yet or started yet, but so I'm assuming that this would be at the new rate, right? Not the program rate, huh? Is that?
It's supposed to be at the new rate. That's how it was supposed to come out in January, and that's
mm-hmm.
what, again, the bank people think it's going to be the new rate, and my guys in Iraq, because I mean they're being told, and it's going to be over $4 for them now. Currently, the rate is over
mm-hmm.
$4, and that's what they think is going to come out at. Yes.
Okay. And I guess my last question is just curious. So, I guess we all look through our dinar glasses when things happen in our banks here, and with them not selling the dong, a lot of the banks not selling the dong anymore, or at least have put a stop to selling it, we're thinking that something could possibly happen. So why would, if that's the case, why would the other currencies that we know will be in this basket, why would they not stop selling those as well, for instance, like the rupiah?
How much rupiah do you have?
I have some.
Do you have as much as you have, Dawn?
Not as much, but I have a good little number. But
okay.
I,
well,
I
this is the reason.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm going to explain it to you. this is the reason. Because we got 10 million people with Dinar. And we when we started, it was less than five, right? It was less than 1 million, I mean, but it took off. And then it happened with the Zim. They had 2,000 people with Zim is what the guys in D.C. were telling me. Then this guy named Tony started talking about the Zim, and boom, look what happened. So now you can hardly find it. Same thing happened with the Dong right here in a minute. When we changed, a couple of years ago, I was telling you guys that Dong is a better deal. Everybody started going out buying the Dong. They noticed that. They see that. So that's what they're going to cut off is what we're buying. They already cut the Dinar off completely. You only get it at the dealers if you can get it. Well, besides Citibank. So I'm not going to say that. Well, there's 70 banks. They raise it. So the fact that the Dong is where everybody's going every week, that's the currency. That's the one they're going to cut off. Nobody's really buying the rupee. Yeah,
right.
I mean, Ray is buying it. You're buying it. And everybody's it. But I would tell you, I probably got 100,000 rupees. But even at that, and all of it is something somebody sent me. Because I didn't buy any of it. The majority of the people in this call don't have any of it. So that, Iranian Rial, the Afghani, all them, there are no way close to selling. Like right now, the Dong is the number one seller because it makes more sense to buy Dong than it does Dinar, because of the rates. So that's why.
So my last question would be to you, in your opinion, other than the, I guess if we have a currency converter app set up on our phone with the alert, and with what you guys will send out to us, we know when the rate was changed. But is there any type of other signs that the bank would be, without sharing it verbally with us, that we will have a sign to know that this is getting ready to happen? Because I thought that years back or over the years you guys have shared with us that once the dealers stop selling or the bank financial institutions, I guess, stop selling the currencies or whatever, that could kind of be a sign for us that this could be, you know, happening. Do you think that any of that stuff would be obvious with even the exchange people, the exchange, what do you call them, the people that we can go out other than a bank and buy currency?
Yeah, currency exchanges?
Yeah.
Yes. The dealers aren't going to get the notice that the banks get, obviously, or even that the markets get, because they're private companies, and nobody's going to be notifying them like that. And if they get caught up in the issue, they get caught up in the issue. It's part of their business. Nobody gets that kind. The Treasury's not going to call all the currency dealers and say, hey, we'll get ready to change the rates. Those, again, are private companies. And then you have some contacts or something that will give them a heads up or who they're buying from, saying, hey, you know, they stopped our transaction, we're stopping your transaction, things like that. The banks will know because they drive our economy. The markets will know because there's government transactions going on in there and they're not going to call them. And that's why I said I was waiting for some market people to get back to me this morning. So far, I didn't have anything yesterday. I'm trying to see if they got anything today.
So even though the banks, the Treasury is not going to notify the exchange dealers, but they will get a notification at some point that the rates have changed for the currencies that they sell by some form, right? At some point.
Yeah, I mean, they have to because they're continuously buying them, and the rate's going to change. So somebody would know it won't be the same notification that the banks are getting or that the market is getting.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just wait and see because I know a lot of us are still buying currencies, maybe not necessarily from all banks. You know, people are still buying them from the dealers, too. So I was just wondering. Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Those are all my questions. I hope we get to see this thing this weekend. I'm ready. And you guys
okay.
have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
951 area code. You are on.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey there.
Good morning.
All right. Hey, I have a question about the NDA. I know we really don't know what's going on until it does happen or whatever. But here a while back, you said something about we might be able to have a list of people to exclude from the NDA so we can talk to them about it. Do you know anything more about that, or is that just something we'd have to ask when we call up or whatever?
I don't know who you can exclude as far as publicly or anything, unless it is, you know, your accountant or your attorney. Because this is what I did, and how do I best work this out? And they would have to know the numbers and, you know, what your contract says and everything else. So those people that you have to is part of your business. But as far as them putting out a list, you can tell Uncle Sally, but don't tell Cousin Bill. No. You can tell the neighbor to the left, but don't tell the neighbor to the right. No. There's got to be something that's involved in your finances or your planning. Even then, like your tax attorney, because you got to know how to do your taxes now and plan for the future. You have to know what's going on.
All right. So when this happens, probably basically the only thing you can do, because I'm going to call up, make an appointment for myself. When this happens, if they don't have access to the information, I can send them the information, but that's about it, because I won't be telling them anything else about the transaction. Is that correct? Like, I can send them the information to make the phone call.
Oh, you mean other people, you know? Yeah, the 800 number, things like that? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to give it to you. I mean, you know, NDA is a legally binding document, just so everybody understands it. Now, how do they find out that you violated the NDA? Somebody puts it on Facebook, on the internet, you go out publicly and say something, and they can track it. Let me tell you what's not going to happen. They're not going to put cameras in your house, your cars, follow you around. They're not going to have listening devices. They're not going to plant people in restaurants and pizza huts and anywhere else to listen to see if you give out the details. It's going to be as something that somebody can see. So while you're saying that, am I going to tell my brother exactly what I got and what I did? Absolutely, 1,000%. Because I am, and I don't care. And why wouldn't I do that with my brother and help him go out and make the same deal? I know they probably don't want to be telling you guys. So am I going to post my exact details all over the internet, get on the call and tell everybody exactly what I did? Absolutely not. I'm not going to do that after I sign the NDA any more than anybody else. So we have to be practical about it. Common sense, and they expect you, or they should expect you, to help your family. What they don't expect you to do is put it all over Facebook and TikTok and Tumblr and whatever else those are out there. You know, all those networking sites or public sites or anything else or post it anywhere that everybody can say, you know, this guy got this much, you cheated me, or you didn't give me the best deal, or you didn't, because that's all the NDA is about, not causing chaos in their own business, their opportunities, that kind of thing. All right,
yeah, I don't do any of that stuff anyway, but what I was talking about, after I make my appointment, you know, even after I make my appointment, just let them know, hey, call up and make your appointment. That's all I was talking about.
And you should. And no, everybody should do that. You should call everybody you know who has currency Say the 800 number's out. Here it is. Call it. Put it out in a single blast. That's what they want you to do. Because they want as many people coming in as fast as they can get.
Okay. So, and then I think we talked about this once before, too. Maybe going in, since I have more currency than some of my family and friends, probably wouldn't be able to do that. I mean, probably we'd know the answer to this until the time happened anyway, about saying, hey, I'll leave a little bit more money in your bank if you give these people here the same deal I got. But don't mention that.
Yeah, I mean,
you always
want to say leverage what you had. Look, I'm going to bring you some more business. I'll tell you guys.
Right.
You know, I'm sitting down at Wells Fargo, and I'm saying, I got this. I got 10 family members that have this, but I can tell you four of them say they're going to go over to Citibank, and these two guys want to go over to Chase. And this, but I think if you give me these rates and you tell them they can get the same rates, so I can work my deal, I can get them all to come to you.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
And then see what they say, right? Yeah, okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's hope this is finally our week here. If not, hopefully it's our month and not next month. Not like the July 15th like Texas says. So.
We know how ass backwards Texas is, so let's hope we really are.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. 208 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
Greetings.
I'm curious about something. Whenever this does happen, are you going to either pre-record or do a live broadcast on just exactly what we should do and how we should do it?
We're going to do a live broadcast. As soon as we get it, get the instructions, talk to them. We're going to post it, like we said, on the site. We'll tweet out what we can tweet out. Then we'll do a phone call, say, this is my understanding. This is what I have. And I'll give you guys what I get exactly before I go in. Now, after I go in and sign the NDA, then I have to give you roundabout information. So I'm not going to put my self in jeopardy.
Well, okay. We understand that. Now, what exactly, as far as you know, still has to happen before we're going to be able to go to the bank?
I don't know. If I knew, I'd tell you a long time ago. I'm just looking at it, and I mean, the courage agreement, you're supposed to actually get money. Is the last piece of the puzzle that I can tell you right now, because that's supposed to change the rate. Now, as we said for years, though, we probably only know 30% of what's really going on, if we know that, because there's so many things going on in the background. I mean, with the GCR itself, with Iran and the U.S. and money, this is hundreds of trillions of dollars we're talking about. They're not giving us every detail in the news, on the news, in the newspaper, you know, even in the banking system itself, because everybody gets the piece that applies to them. Nobody gets the whole picture because there's not a need to know until it actually happens. And we still won't know, even after the fact, because most of it's going to be classified for 10 years.
How much of what is going to happen do you think President Biden knows?
I think he knows all of it. Like I said, he actually, you know, put it together as vice president. He was in charge of the whole plan. So he knows exactly what it is. And now that he's making the decision and they reviewed, which we knew it was going to take time for them to review whatever changes or things that the Trump administration put in there and decide if they stay in, they go out, whatever, which is obviously changing as far as Iran is involved in everything else, which again affected the whole big picture. So if anybody did know about it, he's the guy, since he worked directly with it for 8 years.
Right. All right, Bob. Do you feel that Russia and China, other than the deal they made with us, is going to get anything positive out of the RV?
No, China's going to get the oil deal they put together, or the deal for the dinar. Russia has no deal in the RV, and their currency is not part of the GCR that I'm aware of.
What is your guess, and I know it's always a guess, as to what this, whether it will or will not happen either Saturday or before the end of the month? Or are we still looking in July?
I think it should happen before the end of the month, because they made the announcements yesterday that they are done, agreed, and they now know how to implement it. They're being told over there it should be Saturday after they sign, or Sunday, that we should see it, I'm hoping. So I think it should happen before the end of the month, but we'll see. And maybe Texas was using July 15th because they didn't know when this was going to come out. Nobody knew exactly how fast or how much agreement or what was going to go on in the Iran-U.S. discussions, and things worked out maybe better than they should have.
What do you feel is the effect of Texas coming on board? Do you think that's going to pretty much say, hey, it's now?
Well, yeah, it should pretty much say, hey, it's now, absolutely, when they do get the message. Because they're the last piece, as far as we're concerned, with the banking system. But Texas has done this, guys, throughout, in case you guys haven't noticed. Last November, everybody thought they were going. Texas said, nope, not going till July. Okay. Well, I mean, not going till April is what they said. We all know it didn't go in April. But Texas wasn't on board. And a couple times they brought him in for 3 days, and then they send them back home. But as far as every day, like everybody else knows. And I've always said they know something that everybody else doesn't know. Well, and that the rest of the banking system isn't getting. They're not jumping through the hoops, but their people also, and it could be, and I just think, you know, their people aren't getting paid. They're not getting the overtime, not getting any of that, so they're not getting paid by the Treasury Department. So, and maybe the stress isn't worth it, and everybody else say, hey, this is just a way for us to get more money. I don't know.
Well, when I first started listening to you guys, which was at the very beginning, when you left the other place you were at, and I lived in Nevada then. Since then, I moved to Texas. Since then, I moved to Florida. Since then, I moved to Virginia. Then I moved back to Texas, and now I'm in Idaho. So let's hope I don't have to go anyplace else.
Man, out of all the places you mentioned, the best place to live is probably Idaho.
That's what they told me. We don't seem to have too much crime here, and we don't seem to have too much fighting the government. So maybe you're right. Anyhow, thank you, gentlemen. Ray, I remember when you started. You've done a good job for us, and we're proud of both you and Tony.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank
you,
sir.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
610, area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. Long version. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And again, ladies and gentlemen, when you are making out your check or money order, please make that check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app to do that. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. Again, to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families, again, for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. That takes us to 423 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Good morning.
I hope you can hear me okay. My cell phone cuts in and out. Question, a few weeks ago, I called in and confirmed, Tony, that, in fact, the USA has signed off, and we are now waiting on the Central Bank of Iraq to put out the new rate. Please confirm that's correct.
The U.S. has signed off, and we are waiting now. What we're waiting on, I'm not sure. I mean, CBI has to put out the rate. But again, was it the last meeting, the agreement, to see where we're at? So I think we're there. Let me tell you something about, since you just brought it up to me. All right. First of all, you got to realize the rate, the CBI wasn't saying anything. The rate got up to 1450, 1500, 1550, 1552, everything else, everything that's going on the street. All the CBIs are saying, the articles are saying, that's not us. That's the market doing it. That's the banks doing it. That's the greed doing it, not CBI doing that and changing the rate up. So again, we look at CBI come out and put out the official rate. Is 1460, the same thing it was when we did the budget, because that's what we calculated the return on when we revalue the currency. The budget is already calculated. It was 1460 revalue. This was going to be and they already know all that. So the CBI isn't changing anything. All they're doing is waiting to make the announcement while everything else is going on. But, yes, the U.S., the Treasury has told us they've given the green light. We're ready to go. We're here at this meeting, so let's see what happens. I don't know anything else that needs to be given. CBI just needs to feel comfortable, and I think they do.
All right. Very good. So the price of oil is up. The World Bank is pressing the CBI to get this done. It reported last time that some of the sanctions have been lifted from Iran. Banks have been given the green light to tell their clients about the RV. And, you know, some people are wondering, is this for real or is this just jabber? First, let me just say, probably most people don't have outside of what you have to say. Are you still hearing me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. We have a small group of people, and I just want to say that in our group, we are able to hear directly from the Pentagon, from levels above banks, yes, even talk to the committee guy. And I'm telling you, everything that you guys are reporting is consistent with all of the sources that we have access to. And when you say something's happening, either we hear it a day before or a day, I mean, it's all right in there. So why are we where we are right now? And someone asked me, why do you keep listening to those guys? Nothing ever happens that they say. And I thought, you know what? I keep reading my mail, even though I don't like what it says, and I don't shoot the mailman. He's just delivering the mail. Now, if you guys were responsible for making it happen, now that'd be another matter. But what you're reporting is consistent with what we're hearing from other places. And so we're waiting to see what happens the end of this week, the end of this by July 15. You know, Texas said not until April. Now they're saying not till July 15. And if we get past that time, it's only because there is a force that is at war with Macon. And from what I've heard you say, please correct me, it has something to do with the corruption and Iran trying to drain the money. So if the sanctions are lifted, is there any other reason why the RV should not go that you can think of?
Okay. So the only reason the RV has not gone, is because of Iran and the diplomats that represent Iran and the fact that they are people like Maliki, bankers, everything else, are stealing as much as they can while they can right now. Even though there were new laws came up, rules and everything else, they're using this, like the people said, to continually, and I say steal money, they're saying they're making a profit. Hey, we're just making a legitimate profit. And it depends on how you look at it. But they have the backing of Iran and its political henchmen in parliament who are delaying it, causing enough confusion and reasons for it not to go. And you got to remember, most of these people own the actual banks. So until Al-Kazimi can actually force them into doing it, or the U.S. can, which means shutting down some people's bank accounts, taking people out of business, putting them on the sanction list, whatever they've been doing, they slowly but surely been doing, and now even changing the laws so they lose their protections while they're in parliament, then it's going to stop. Okay. So it has to come to an end at some point. And they're saying, Iran, if we give you your money back, or we take these people off the sanction list, or we let you go do this business, then you have to stop backing these guys. You got to do that or put it back on. Iran would rather have their own money instead of going through all the things they're going through trying to get this little bit that they're surviving on through Iraq. Here's the other thing that they can't stop, and that is public opinion. And the people are getting upset because the budget was $42. Then it got up to 50, then 60. Then they said, hey, it'll be 80 by the end of the year. We'll have all this extra money. Well, today it's $74. They're like, you got all this extra money right now. How come we're starting? And at some point, that's going to end. Just like I said, you backed the people of Iran in a corner. This is how they came out fighting. Now you're going to back the citizen in a corner. I mean, you took away 25% of his pay. You raised the prices up by 25%. So that's a 50% hit right there. And today you raised gas up 200 more dinar that they don't have. Well, at some point, they're going to come out fighting. And they said that. And they take the street this time, it's going to be more violent. But guess what? They don't want them to take the streets. They don't want them to do that because the vote is coming when? October the 10th. Before we know it, they're going to be voting. They're putting these people's names out there. They're putting this corruption out there. It's going to have to change, you know, before then, or it's not going to be good for any of them. This parliament is dissolved on the 7th, I think 3 days before. All those people have to be voted back in, and they may not be voted back in. So it's going to change. All right?
So you have just pointed out a fact that I had not been considering, and that is October. And if the parliament is automatically dissolved 3 days before the election, there is a deadline. We are going to come to a head. But as far as caring about the people have been in stress for the last decade, and those people who control don't seem to give a rip about what happens to the people. They want to be profiteering themselves, a legal profit or taking advantage or stealing, whatever. But October, that's a good point. I'm going to drive a nail in the wall and watch that one.
Okay.
All right. Let's
do it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. 303 area code. You are on.
Good day, Brothers Renfro. Good day, good day.
Greetings. Greetings.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you? I just wanted to have Tony put into perspective the length of time that he's been married to the same lady. I am approaching my 51st on the 7th of August. So, Tony, the next time your bride starts breathing fire and smoke out of her ears and that kind of thing, I hope you'll give me a call and I'll help to counsel you out of the situation. Fair enough?
Yeah, listen, I appreciate it because I'm telling you, every time I tell somebody, and she's usually there, we're around, they say, how long y'all been 39 years? And they look at me and they say, to the same person? Yeah,
not only do I want to offer that opportunity for counsel, but I wanted to thank you again for singing to me a happy birthday on my 80th. So I just want you to know with the admitted and judgmental people that are around you about your limited talent, I just took it to heart, and I want you to know it was just near and dear to me. Okay?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Because, matter of fact, I think I'd have a number one hit if I sang a song.
Well, I'm wondering who's going to line up to buy that record. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I'm a little afflicted with some allergies here, so I hope I don't sneeze at you. But I've been reading with a great abundance all kinds of references to a bond redemption program that, from what I've been able to read, in fact, hydrates and makes the funds available for the RV. Now, please, can you clarify any connection that that report has to our RV? And more importantly, do you know what those bonds were initially issued to finance? I just don't understand how that has any indication or any connection to what we're looking forward to happen.
Well, me either. I can't even explain it to you. I can tell you this. There's certain gurus out there every day that say bonds are being paid, people are being funded, this is happening. And they've been saying that every week for as long as I know, and not one of them has been paid out yet. But they keep saying this has to happen first. This has to happen in order for it to go. The only thing I know has to happen, and trust me, is the dinar has to be RV'd before anything happens. Nobody's getting paid anything, not a dime. Haven't been paid as many times as they said it. Haven't been funded. They can't show any of us that. And says all this takes place because it's all, the entire GCR was built on the foundation of the dinar. So until that rate changed, because it causes a domino effect for everything else. So every time they put that out that they're getting paid, tier one, tier four, whatever this bomb is, and I listen to it, or they're set up and they're getting paid tomorrow, or the paymasters have been funded and they're going to start paying out. I mean, how many times can you fund the paymasters without them paying somebody? You can't keep funding them. How many times can these bonds go through? None of it.
Understood.
Absolutely
understood.
None of it means nothing until the dinar revalues.
Okay. All right. Now, one other thing that I'm still puzzled about, this RV is going to throw out some cash that eventually gets into our accounts. Where is that cash coming from?
The cash for the revaluation for your dinar is coming from the United States Treasury, okay? We bought the dinar. When we go to exchange, our deal is not with Iraq. Our deal is with the U.S. Treasury. They are the ones who are going to pay for the dinar. They're going to hold it, and they're using it with their agreement with Iraq for a 30-year agreement, purchasing oil products, import, export,
okay,
and for our reserves. Where the money comes from is the U.S. Treasury, and that's why they were working 24 hours a day or 18 hours a day printing $100 bills and loading all the banks up. So when we go there, the money would be there to give us our 10%. The 90% that we're going to get is digital. We're never going to see it. It's digits on a screen. You're never, ever going to see it. They're never going to print that amount of hard currency ever.
Where does China fit into this? I thought that a lot of the cash that the Treasury was going to make available to us at exchange was coming by way of China. Is that correct or
no? No. Again, our money comes from the Treasury. What the U.S. government has done is allowed China to make a deal with us, and that's where the group comes from, out of Reno, under Bob, make a deal to buy some dinar so they could work with Iraq. Okay? That money is coming from China. But it's still
okay,
going to the banks here and the U.S. Treasury, and China's going to pay for that. So it's not dollars the U.S. has to put out.
Got it. Okay. All
okay.
Right. Well, that's all I have, and with that, I just keep on telling you, Tony, you have the power. Make it happen.
Oh, man,
right,
I
sir.
Wish I did, but okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay.
All right.
727, you're on.
That's me, yeah?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, that me.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, good whatever it is. It's Walt. How you doing, you guys?
Oh, hey, sir.
Man, you sound like, let me see, like you were from Ireland. Yeah, that was it, Ireland.
Ireland. Oh, my God. I think I've only had half my brain beat out, so easy. God.
What's going on? How you doing?
Well, I'm better today, that's for darn sure. I was in a CP the other day when the number got called, and so I was unavailable temporarily, and I hope I didn't cause you any grief by holding up that spot, but I was counting on being out of that thing before my number got called, and unfortunately that didn't happen. But I'm here today, and I'm all here today, and or I'm all there, one of the two, and so we'll go with that. Hey, Tony, I'm curious. They hung Hussein in 6 days. Why has Maliki still not had, there hasn't been a peep about him that I've seen? Have you heard anything about him?
I haven't heard anything about him, but this is what you guys have to remember. When we went into Iraq, Saddam Hussein was it. There was no Iran influence. There was no Iranian puppets in the government or anything else. There was nobody except Saddam Hussein. That's why it was chaos. That's why it was easy to do. Iran didn't come to their rescue or anything else like Iraq did for them. Today, if you do that, go in and say, well, let's just take out Maliki to be taking him out. One time, January or November last year, I can't remember, a couple months ago, Iran was pushing Maliki to the side, and we still haven't seen him come back yet. Even though they said he might run, because he was losing his influence. And U.S. was taking up, but they weren't going to publicly take him out like they did Saddam Hussein, or even like they did the general. They're saying we're going to do it legally, which they are still doing, and building a case against him, even though they're fighting through Iran. So they're not going to do anybody like that right now, because of the chaos it would cause in the country, in the confidence of the country. Because everybody would be like, no, wait a minute. Let's wait and see what happens next if you did something like that. Now, if they legally go in and get him and they show the people he did this, just like they, you know, gave him that time to explain why he let ISIS into Mosul, and we still haven't heard anything about that. Even though they publicly gave him 72 hours, we haven't heard anything about it because they're trying to get something accomplished first. Then he'll be on the agenda.
My thinking is, obviously you must have your reasons why you feel otherwise, but I think that the control of the government of Iraq is so full of Iranian influence, there's no way that they're going to walk away. They've got too much money that's at stake for them to walk away from it. There's been no news about the militias that they have been, asked to or called back to Iran. And so, unfortunately, I think that the only choice the people are going to have is to, unfortunately, suffer more loss of life as a consequence of all this. I would hope and pray that I'm wrong, but I just can't see it. But I know that the longer it goes, sooner or later, the Arab Spring will happen, and by that time, then everything goes down the drain. And everything is set back to square one. And I know the people, as you've said, they listen to our calls. But I'll tell you what, they are being faced with no other alternative. The rhetoric goes on, and as you said, they're still stealing, and they will continue to steal. So just my thought. Anyway, my condolences to your friend, Tony, on the loss of his wife. That's not a good deal, and I'm very tickled that, oh, this was the one thing I wanted to get across, is that there's a company called Currency Exchange International, and I have two family members that have purchased Dong from them. The price was up. It was 65 per million, but they've got that 2 days ago. I checked with Wells Fargo, and they still don't have a hide in their hair where it exists, but somebody's getting it because the currency dealers are still selling it. But I don't know of any other bank stories, and that's the only bank story I got is they don't have. So anyway, all the best, Ray. All the best, Tony. And I look forward to the day when this thing actually does go.
Me too. But thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. And you guys know, Shooter, I guess, is a member of TNT. And Ray, you know who he is?
I know the name Shooter. I have not had a personal conversation with him. But I remember hearing of the name Shooter.
Either, but I guess he's in the forum or in the chat room, and people are talking to him. So, I mean, because Walt said my friend, and I want everybody to know he's a TNT member, and he's all of our friend and family. And those that can, please share condolences with him, because, you know, 42 years is a long time. And I know, because 39 years is a long time.
Seems like forever, huh?
Years, it's a long time, yes. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, to lose somebody you've been with that long period of time, it's got to be traumatic. So. Okay. Thank you, Walt. We appreciate your insight.
Okay.
That and Maliki's days are numbered. Believe that. Okay.
Man, you're lifting God's ears, Tony.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Take care now.
Oh, yeah. You too, Rick.
Okay. We're at the bottom half.
Uh-oh.
It's time to
wrap
it up.
I hear that music. All right, guys. Today is a good day. Oil is over $74, almost $75. So they can't keep hiding. The announcement of the agreement yesterday is all over the news, the newspapers. It's just a matter of when they're going to get paid. They are saying it has been implemented, part of it. They're waiting for the money to be sent so they can start making payments. Remember, it's retro to the 1st of January, which is what we always wanted for the budget to come out with the new rate. Iraq is hearing it could be as early as sometimes over the weekend, but the Kurdistan delegation doesn't even go to Baghdad until Saturday. So that's what they're looking at. But the rate is on some people's cards already. You know, the banks are hearing by Friday that this will be over. And it could be. But Treasury guy said the same thing, that by Friday he's told people would be liquid. So we'll see. By Friday night, Saturday morning, however we want to look at it. But hopefully this is it. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you do it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this Hump Day Wednesday. Enjoy your day, and let's see what happens when Friday comes around. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe.
Conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Hump Day Wednesday. We are out of here.